Well then, this is Lake River Radio of Lake River, Minnesota, beginning its broadcast day. Lake River Radio is broadcast via the podcast and is recorded in our studios in my ma's basement in her house over by where the old high school used to be. Lake River Radio can be heard most days depending on my schedule over to the turkey plant or whether my ma has too many doctor's appointments. Welcome to Lake River Radio, where the bars are fresh, the coffee is hot, and the polka is always a party. Welcome to Lake River Today, our first and still our only show here on the Lake River Radio Network. I'm your host, Lars Bjornvaldstedt, and it is another beautiful day. Today is Tuesday, November 26th, 2019, and this is episode number 3. Today on Lake River Today, the news from New Warsaw Lake and a royal recipe fit for a queen. But first, the news. Yeah, then. I'm Lars Bjornvaldstedt, and this is the news for Lake River, Minnesota, the entire Lake River region, the tri-state area, and small towns everywhere. Well, isn't this a sight to behold? I was looking at the statistics on the computer screen, and wouldn't you know, we are up to over 70 listeners. That is amazing for just our second show. So keep on listening, and if you like Lake River Radio, and especially our program, Lake River Today, you get on there and you share that around. You tell people about it or send it a link or something like that, because the more news we get out there, the more coverage we're going to have. Yeah, so that's a good deal. What a wondrous day. So many people in the small towns across the Lake River region, the tri-state area, and everywhere can have their news shared here on Lake River Today. Well, I got to tell you folks, I'm sorry I'm a little late with the show tonight. Well, as you know, I work over to the turkey plant, and I had that double shift over there today, and I spent just about the whole day on the kill line like usual. Then, lo and behold, just before quitting time, they come in and they asked me if I wanted to get some experience in the defooting room. Well, I hadn't been thinking about that because, you know, I kind of had my sights set on lung sucking, but a fella's got to grab the brass ring when it comes round, and he'd be silly not to avail himself of such a wondrous opportunity as to learn the defooting process over to the turkey plant. So I went in there, and they walked me in there, and they said to me, they goes, well, this was Lefty Johnson's place. And I said, hold up right there. There's no Lefty Johnson that I know of that works at this plant. You're talking nonsense to me now. And they go, oh, calm down. You might know Miss Ryan Johnson. But we'll all be calling him Lefty Johnson after he gets back from the ER. Probably on account, see, that he writes with his left hand. Well, that just makes good sense. Well, anyway, I gotta say, I'm not so good at defooting yet. But once I get the hang of it, I think I might be just as fast as those other folks. And it sure is a mite bit difference than working on the kill line. Well, anyway, I'll have to fill you in. I don't have a shift tomorrow. It's my Thanksgiving holiday. I got 2 days off in a row. So I'm going to spend the time with Ma. I'm going to help her get some of the food ready for the doings we're having on Thanksgiving Day. And I suppose, I mean, you know, I might try to get my show out a little bit earlier tomorrow so you can enjoy it while you're driving to the relatives, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house as they go, so to say, listening to Lake River Radio, the voice of the tri-state region. Anyway, not only did I have all that business going on at work, but I noticed when I got home, something was amiss. Ma had the washer going, and that's just not right, see, because her wash day is on Mondays. Well, I asked her, and she tells me that when she got up this morning, she couldn't remember when it had been since she had last washed her sheets, because she said they look so wrinkly. And she goes, when I got down there to inspect, it smelled like old lady. And I says to her, well, maybe because you're an old lady. And she goes, don't talk nonsense to me. And I just kind of shut up because she was that way. So anyway, she got her sheets done and got them in the washer, but she got them in late. Well, our washer is so dang loud that when it's in the spin cycle, a fella pretty near has to wear industrial ear protection if he doesn't want to go walking around like he's walking underwater after listening to that nonsense. So what I did see is I stayed upstairs and I watched 2 episodes of Judge Judy with Ma, and then by then the washer was done and I threw the sheets in the dryer. And that's not so loud, so you can't even hear it running. It's going right now. Ma says she likes to use that oh, that tied with the Febreze in it. She says, that smells real nice. And I gotta say, I come downstairs to work on my show, and it did smell nice down here. So that might be something to check out if you're over to the Red Owl. She says she has it there, and you might even get it in town, in over to any other town that's got a Walmart in it. So take a look when you go there for that tied with the Febreze, because she thinks that's not so bad. Okay, then. Well, I've been wandering about in my storytelling, but I got a couple news stories for you and a few announcements. So let's get going. So first things first, on my lunch break, I had a message to call Lois over to the high school. So I gives her a call and she goes, thank you so much. She goes, manga tusen tak, for getting the word out about that fan bus. It filled up clear to the top. And the word got out and everybody went over to Lake Benton today to cheer on the Lady River Otters. So I hope they're having a good time, and I hope we score some points, because that's something we could work on a little bit in our sports program here in Lake River, Minnesota. Another thing that happened. I was getting Ma's mail over to the post office and saw that someone had put up a sign. So I tore it down and brought it home with me so I could read it over the air. That way it'll get out to many more people. It seems to be that Myrna Hildy is getting her Lawrence Wilk tribute band back together, and they are hoping to do a couple shows later this spring. The sign here says they will be having auditions over to the band room at the school coming up this Monday night at 7:30 p.m. No experience necessary, but you do have to bring your own instrument, because otherwise it'll just look silly sitting there while everyone's playing. Anyway, it looks like they have a few seats to fill, since some of the members have now taken up residence over to Sunny Pastures Nursing Home out on the highway. And the alarms on the doors go off if they try to walk out without anybody knowing about it. So it's hard to get them to practice. So come on down to the band room, 7:30 Monday night, if you want to audition for the Lawrence Welk Tribute Band by Myrna Hildy. Because she says it's going to be a real good thing. Oh, she also notes here, she says, the special need for a champagne lady. So if you look like the beautiful Miss Norma Zimmer, you can, or at least you can come close, I hope. Give her a holler and let her know. It'd be helpful if you had a nice evening gown to wear, because that's what the champagne lady wears. Okay, and then here at the bottom of the poster, it's got all these little tags you can rip off and just grab one. Okay, so maybe tomorrow you could just grab one and I put the sign back up at the post office. I'll be doing that on the way to work, so that's probably a good idea. Okay, one more piece of news. Ma said she heard sirens this afternoon, so she got in the Oldsmobile and started driving around town to try to follow the cop car. Well, she found him. And she wanted to figure out what was going on, because if she didn't, Edna Sorensen was just going to call her and tell her anyway. And my mom wanted to know before Edna called. So she followed the police, and they ended up at nowhere other than Oppressive Lutheran Church. Seems to be that the police got called over to the church this afternoon because the Bible study got a little out of hand, as some of the ladies kind of skipped over the Advent and the Angels part of the Bible study and just went for the alcohol. Well, by the time Ma got over there, two of the ladies were using the lawn tractors, both the John Deere and the zero-turn radius one, and they were racing around the parking lot, and it was the Indianapolis 500. Well, it was more like the Lake River 5.5, because one of them had driven into the green dumpster out behind the church by the time Ma had got there. And on top of that, Ray Dean Malmstrom was puking in one of the bushes, and Cindy Michelson was laying in her Cadillac sedan DeVille, passed out as if she had eaten two turkey dinners in a row. And there she was with her feet sticking clean out the door. Well, the deputy helped Pastor Swanson wrangle everybody back into the church basement, where, of course, the table prayer was sung, and they all enjoyed a nice potluck lunch. And not a single date bar in sight. Praises be. And, of course, Ruthie cut the pickles. A good time was had by all. Okay, then. Please remember, if you have an announcement to share, or if you have an idea for a news story that I can try out my journalistic skills on, you drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. I'm going to check it every day, even after I work a double over to the turkey plant. So get me your news, and we'll see what's going on. Okay, I got the school lunch menu for you. That seems to be a real hit with our listeners. So I got to keep going. One more day of school, kids. We don't have school cancellation here in Lake River yet, because we're not in the winter storm warning. So breakfast tomorrow is cereal, toast, juice, and fruit. I'd still like to see a little protein, but I guess I'll have to work on that. And lunch, they got a hot dog, vegetable, and fruit. Yum, yum. And, of course, salad bar every day with ranch dressing, because what else is there? Okay, and don't forget, chocolate and white milk, always available, because this is dairy country. That's it for the school. Thursday and Friday, no school, ladies and gentlemen. Stay home and enjoy your holiday break. Well, that is it for the news part of our program day. But if you do have the local news and you'd like to share with us, or even some society news or something, you drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. This has been Lars Bjørnfaldsted with Lake River Radio News. Next up is the weather. Lake River weather is brought to you by the Lake River, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. This is Lars Bjørnfaldsted with the weather. Well, folks, a winter storm warning continues to batter the region, and it's in effect for most of our listening area until noon tomorrow, noon Wednesday. Of course, not for Lake River, so you kids still get out and go to school tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to hit you with the highs for tomorrow, even though it's going to be a blustery, blistery day in most of the region. Okay, the highs tomorrow in Mountain Lake, 29, Net Lake, 24, Pequot Lakes, 27, Pleasant Lake, 30, Prior Lake, 31, Rice Lake, 31, Round Lake, 29, Side Lake, 24, Silver Lake, 31, Spring Lake, 24, Squaw Lake, 24, Sturgeon Lake, 28, Twins Lake, 31, Wolf Lake, 27, White Bear Lake, 32, Wood Lake, 30, 31 in Good Thunder, and 32 in Wanamingo. Currently, it is 23 degrees and cloudy with 85% humidity here in Lake River, Minnesota. High tomorrow is 27 with a 10% chance of precipitation. As you know, Lake River weather is brought to you by none other than the Lake River Chamber of Commerce. Lake River, Minnesota, the best place to build your self-esteem because the people are average and no one has lived up to their full potential. Except, of course, for that Johnson girl who went to college in the cities and became a doctor or something. But then again, her ma was not from around here because her dad met her when he was stationed out in California when he was with the Navy. So, I mean, what else would you expect? All right, coming up, we got two great stories for you right after the break. Lake River Today is proudly sponsored by Oppressive Lutheran Church, beating the love of Christ out of the hearts and minds of teenagers for more than 100 years. New members are always welcome, especially if you will serve on multiple committees. Nothing says you love Jesus more than unpaid church work and memorizing Robert's Rules of Order. Oppressive Lutheran Church of Lake River, Minnesota, located at the end of town on Cemetery Road, across from that building where the Witnesses of God on Earth and the other eight realms used to meet. Because who thought that was a good idea? Lake River Today is also sponsored by Etna's Coffee House, home of Etna's famous egg coffee. Fresh grounds mixed with farm fresh eggs and boiled to perfection. Coffee so smooth that someone from the cities just might think twice before adding cream. That's Etna's Coffee House, just off the highway in Lake River, Minnesota, right next to that old Sinclair station that isn't there anymore. Well, I have a special treat for you today on Lake River Today. We actually got an email from somebody way over to New Warsaw Lake on the other side of River Lake County. Stanley Gilhusky, a loyal listener from over to New Warsaw Lake, actually wrote our show via the Gmails and said that he really liked the show and wondered if it was true that we would actually help to promote small town news from across the region. Well, that's our motto over here at the Lake River Radio Network. You know, bringing you the news from Lake River, the Lake River region, the tri-state area, and small towns everywhere, and they don't even have to be from Minnesota. Well, New Warsaw Lake is just on the other side of River Lake County, like I said. And he says to me, he goes, in the email that is, he says, that he has some community bulletin board announcements to make, but he hopes to go around and start collecting the news, and maybe even he'll go and get some sponsors to buy ads for our show, because right now, we don't have a lot of sponsors, and they don't pay so much. So this isn't working out for me like I want it to, but maybe it will in the future. But it would be nice if I got a little help. So thank you, Stanley. Well, long story short, here's the news he sent us for today, Tuesday, November 26, 2019. And remember, he's just starting out, so he doesn't have much to say, but, you know, he's working at it. He says, he goes, so if anybody has extra taters just laying around with nothing to do, the missus is looking to make some extra lefse to get us through all the holidays. Even though Stanley hails from New Warsaw Lake, where no one there ever rolled lefse to save their lives, mostly because they spent all their extra time over to the Knights of Columbus Hall next to the Academy of St. Coleslaus of the Sacred Heart of the Virgin Mary, that's the Catholic Church over to New Warsaw Lake, if you didn't know that already, playing bingo and drinking beer and whatnot, because I guess a fella can do that sort of thing over to New Warsaw Lake. Anyway, Stanley up and marries one of the Sorenstedt gals, and everyone knows that her ma made some of the finest lefse on all of Lake River. So then, see, it would make sense that he would want to be wanting to have her to make some extra lefse since the holidays are coming. Well, he goes on, he says, the kids eat it like crazy. Oh, everyone in Lake River eats lefse like crazy. And anybody can just drop off the taters over by the new Warsaw Lake American Legion to him, because he works there. That's the new building, not the old one. The new building over by the hardware store, not the old one by the lake. He says he can give you some lefse for your trouble, or not if you don't like it, but then he wouldn't know what you think about that if you did that, so be careful. Okay, anyway, well, how about that? Folks, here we are having an intercultural exchange right here in River Lake County, where wonders never cease to exist. So, if you have the leftover taters, or potatoes if you are from Lake River, drop them by the American Legion Hall over to New Warsaw Lake. That's the new building over by the hardware store and not the old one by the lake. Thanks again to Stanley Gilhusky for sending us the news from New Warsaw Lake. If any of you have news that you want to send or something for us to investigate, just drop us a note on the Gmails over to lakeriverradio@gmail.com. And if we like it, we'll probably read it on the air. Next up, a royal recipe fit for a queen. But first, a word from our sponsors. Friends, if you're looking for something to do, why not start your career over at River Lake Vocational Technical Institute and quite possibly a junior college, that is, if the accreditation goes through. Now offering programs in fashion merchandising, chicken flock management, rummage sailing, and diesel nail tech. That's River Valley Votech and possibly junior college. Start your career now, or most likely after you're done with your program, that way you won't get sued. That's River Valley Votech and possibly a junior college. Located at the east side of River Lake, next to where the Articat dealer used to be. Lake River Today is proudly sponsored by Harsh Chemical Cleaning Service of Lake River, cleaning the way that Martin Luther intended, by pouring bleach on everything. Harsh Chemical Cleaning Service. We wash away your germs, your sin, and your first layer of skin. Call now to book your in-home cleaning for the holidays. Well, folks, we have a special treat for you today. Not only did we get one message, we got two. The second one comes directly from royalty. Yes. Friends, I have a recipe to share for you. Now, the email was very polite and very kind, and they loved the show. And they said now that the holidays are coming up, they wanted to share a special recipe that everybody's been asking for. Our recipe comes from none other than Carmen Olson, who was the homecoming queen at Lake Park, Minnesota in 1983. Folks, a royal recipe fit for a queen. Now, she works over at the Holly, Minnesota, now to the school. And she says that she got this recipe on a note card. See, what happened was her sister Vicky bought a book and sent blank recipe cards to a bunch of her peeps. That's people. For you folks born in this century. Anyway, she's back in 1989, right when she was getting out of college. And so these handwritten recipes are from Lila and her mom, and Debbie Nelson and Sue Herfindahl. Oh, such good cooks, all of them. Yum, yum. Okay, so this recipe is for caramels. Here's the ingredient list, folks. Grab a pen and write this down. You probably just grab an envelope and write on the back of that, because you all got one laying somewhere. Here we go. And the beauty of the podcast is you can play it back again and again. Okay, for the caramels, you're going to start with 2 cups of white sugar, 1 1/2 cups of white Carol syrup, 1 cup of butter. And now remember, a cup of butter is 2 full sticks, so don't cheat yourself. And then 2 cups of whipping cream, or a heavy cream, I suppose, would be good too. But she makes a note here, not half and half. That's communism, folks. Don't settle for less when you can use cream. Here's what you do. You put all the ingredients in a large, heavy pan and stir that slightly, not to bruise the cream, and cook that over medium heat to a medium hard stage, which is 250 degrees if you have the candy thermometer with you, stirring frequently on account that this could scorch. Then, when it reaches that magical 250 degrees, you pour that onto a large cookie sheet. Now, personally, I would butter that cookie sheet because nothing says love like butter in your recipe and under it as well. Pour that into a large cooking sheet, and then when cool, cut into squares. And then she says, for fancy, wrap them separately in wax paper, storing them in the refrigerator or freezer. Now, she sent me a picture of this recipe book, and you know, the recipes in this book have to be delicious because there's burn marks on the book, which means she's so into cooking, she set it down right on one of the hot burners and burnt up the edges of the book. So, you know, when you know, like when I go through my mom's church cookbooks, you could always tell the best recipe because they all the spills on them. Well, this recipe is just spilt all over, so you know it's been the most delicious. So that's, you can tell it's going to be good. Now, I had asked her when she first contacted us about sharing a recipe, if she would share her spritz cookie recipe, because I have to tell you, one time there was at a cookie exchange, and she had spritz cookies. And I tasted one, and I said to myself after I ate it, I said, Carmen, there's something wrong with this cookie. And she looked horrified, and all the color drained out of her skin. And she said, what's wrong with it? I said, I think you left out the flour. And she looked at me, and she goes, no flour, just the butter and sugar. That's the sign of a good cook. But she couldn't find a recipe, so she's looking for it. That's why she gave us the caramel recipe in the meantime. Now, she's got a couple notes for you to make it extra special good. Please remember that this is a caramel recipe, no half and half. I suppose that some people from down near the cities would think they could substitute something like half and half, possibly even 2% milk. Well, it won't turn out. You have to use cream, heavy cream or whipping cream. That's it. You cannot substitute like this. And she also notes, use butter, not margarine crap. And we all know about margarine. You know where that comes from, don't you? Straight from communist Russia. Yeah, so don't be using margarine, just butter, the way God intended you to cook. And she notes, if you want to look fancy, and don't we all want to look a little fancy this holiday season? She says, get yourself down to the Ben Franklin's. Now, I know they have one in River Lake, and I still think they have one in the Detroit Lakes, but I'm not sure. And there might be one in North Fargo, but you might have to get on the Googles and look. You know, as a reporter, I should have looked myself, but I was a little rushed because, you know, the washer was going, and I did work that double today. Anyway, she says, at the Ben Franklin, you can buy those pretty foil wrappers, the red and green. For the Christmas season, of course. And then don't wrap them in wax paper. Ishta, she says, that's for just around the house. If you're going to take it out, you got to put them in the nice foil wrappers. And I couldn't agree more, Carmen. I am dying to make this recipe, and I'm going to make it for my holiday treat boxes once Thanksgiving's out of the way. So thanks again to our royal queen, Carmen Olson from Holly, Minnesota, who shared this recipe for us. And friends, I know I'm getting this out late tonight, but it is her birthday today, and I'm sure she is 29. So when you see her, say happy 29 to Carmen Olson from Holly, Minnesota. And if you're lucky, you will one day taste the caramels that you make from this recipe passed down by her from her ma. Oh, one more thing. She did send me a picture of the card, and I have to say that her ma wrote it in beautiful penmanship. I can clearly see that it is the Palmer method of handwriting that my grandmother used to teach. So you know that a lot of love and care went into the writing of this recipe from Carmen's ma. So Carmen Olson, thank you so very, very much for sharing your beautiful recipe with your delicious foods for us here at Lake River Radio. I hope this is just the first of many on our show, and maybe one day I'll even have you on the air so we can talk to you about your cooking and all the wonderful things you do in your life. Of course, then, if you have a recipe or a story or an idea or anything you want to share with us over to Lake River Radio, you just drop us a line, lakeriverradio@gmail.com. That's lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Well, then, that's it for another episode of Lake River Today. Again, if you have any news or announcements that you'd like to share, you can reach us by email at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Well, I'll be on again tomorrow because it's my day off. I don't have a work at the turkey plant, so hopefully I'll get it out a little sooner. Thanks again for listening. You are listening to Lake River Radio. Well, I suppose here we are at the end of our broadcast day. You have been listening to Lake River Radio, recorded in our studios at my mom's basement at her house, over by where the old high school used to be. Today's broadcast of Lake River Radio was written, produced, and directed by me, Lars Bjornvaldsted, and Danny West, with contributions from Carmen Olson and Pat Osuski. If you have news to share or know of someone who should be on our show, or you aren't too shy to be on here yourself, drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Lake River Radio, the voice of Lake River, Minnesota, the entire Lake River region, the tri-state area, and small towns everywhere. And, as they say at the end of every episode of The Lawrence Welk Show, adios, or falau, auf Wiedersehen. Good night. This is Lake River Radio.